From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York. It's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. So I've got a story for you today.
And all right.
It's a real hit in my house with the five-year-old boy demographic.
Okay, good. Good. My favorite kind of story.
So my son is always asking for me to tell him a story, a silly story from my childhood. So I told him one about a month ago, and now I'm in a loop. He wants to hear this story every day. Can't remember where we were, maybe like a Chuck E. Cheese at a birthday or something like that, where they had whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's literally a machine where the little painted moles are coming out of the holes, and and then you're whacking it with this mallet. So he remembered that game, and he was like, oh, I want to go play whack-a-mole. And so I remembered the story that when I was like a teenager, we would go to the Calgary Stampede, which had all those games, the, you know, the carnival games, throw the ring on the bottle and the ball and the water pistols, and there was whack-a-mole. And I was with my friends, and I think maybe the first time without our parents at this event. And we were playing whack-a-mole, and we weren't very good at it. And the moles were coming out really, really, really fast. And we had our eyes set on some stuffy that we wanted. I don't know why. You want a prize. And so we figured out, we were like, oh, let's just sit on the machine.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, let's permanently whack all holes. And so when the moles pop up, they will whack themselves. I mean, it's a brilliant strategy.
So we sat on the machines, and Lucas loves when I said, so the moles just, they were whacking our butts. He loves that part. We have to take a pause for like a good solid 2 minutes of laughter
You changed the game to whack-a-butt.
Whack-a-butt. And then, of course, we were caught and we were kicked out of the Stampede.
That's the funniest part, is that you were kicked out for cheating at whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
That's so great. I mean, he zeroed in on the two great great joys of childhood, jokes about butts and mild transgressions. It's the
best. And it takes place at a carnival. Why am I not writing children's books, is what I'm saying,
this Jonathan. This would be a great children's book. Ophira and the Whack-a-Butt.
Whack-a-Butt. We have a great show today. Saturday Night Live cast member Alex Moffat and comedy writer Jen Spira will play a game about baby animals and vampires. But unfortunately, no baby vampires. Comedians Demi Adejuyibe and Gabe Gundacker show up how much they know about sci-fi movies that were set in the future but are now set in the past. And our special guest played Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He hosts America's Funniest Home Videos, and he won Dancing with the Stars, Alfonso Ribeiro. So let's go.